What's up, everybody? Welcome to Above the Board with Josh
and Phil,
where we always, no matter how long it's been, stay above the board with Josh
and Phil. And today we're above the board with Shadow Rift by Jeremy K. Anderson.
The way you're holding that too, and then said that, reminded me of like a 90s Nickelodeon.
Like a game show?
Game show, yes, yeah.
Would you like to pass or be slimed? All right, so it has a little story here that I liked enough that I will share with you.
Okay.
Haventown is facing total annihilation at the hands and teeth of a horde of monsters from beyond the Shadow Rift. The villagers will defend their town until they get burned to a crisp, subverted by an evil cult, or twisted into horrible flesh-eating zombies. So really, you probably shouldn't leave defense to the town to the villagers. This is a job for adventurers willing to face off against beasts with claws the size of swords. You, the heroes,
us,
must band together to bring these creatures down by a spell or by craft to eliminate the threat to Haventown once and for all.
Very good.
And one of the things I like about this game is first thing the rules tell you is how you will lose, which I feel like sets the tone appropriately here. So if the town is wiped out, you lose. If the entire corpse deck is in your town, you lose. And some monsters are so powerful they can destroy the world. So don't let them do that. Yes, that's verbatim right there.
With a bunch of ellipses. Don't let them do that.
All right, and so the way we might win is there's two rifts in the Shadow Rift deck here that if we can seal them magically, the monsters will stop attacking. We save the day. Also, we can make the town an impenetrable fortress by building these 8 special wall cards here. And so this is a deck builder. I'm not entirely sold that I'm laying these out correctly. So we can adjust as needed. My one knock against this game is these rules are written like they're trying to save paper. Yeah. Like, it needed like one more page to show us what this layout was, or yeah, maybe explain some of the symbology here. But we can buy Fireball. We can get the skill of being a brawler. We can get Elixir of Life for loot. We can also get the Lightning Daggers. We also learn to make rousing speeches. Do a wild charge.
You can buy that at a market, huh?
The opportunity. Do a thieving strike or resurrect. On your turn, it's like a deck builder, so you have like 5 cards. In this one, you can play as many as you want. And so we got these resource cards with this like flag symbol as prowess. And so if I have 5 prowess resource or whatever, I can buy resurrect, cost 5, down there at the bottom. You're allowed 1 action a turn, and your starting deck has the Explore that lets you look at the top card of the Traveler deck. But you're allowed to play as many quick actions you want, and your basic strike cards are quick actions. They say melee hit on them, because whenever you do melee with a monster, you automatically take a wound, which just kind of like makes your deck worse, basically. But if you use 2 of your resources, you can turn it to a ranged attack, and you don't take a wound when you do ranged attacks. So that's your whole starting deck. There's also some basic cards as these coins. Like, coins you have to actually spend, whereas these other resource cards, the prowess, get shuffled back in every turn. You can buy Might, which is like a better version of the resource card. You can get more strikes in your deck. And then these are the magical seals, where normally we can play them. You can put a card from the monster power area, like the monsters will power up the more if we let them survive. Or you can do this to seal the Shadow Rift. And like I said, there's 2 of them we need to seal. And then you're also just allowed to build these special wall cards. And here's one of the mechanics that kind of gets me excited about this game, is we have this villager deck. And so there's just like 5 villagers just like vibing out here. And so one of the things we can do is pay them a coin and you get to use their ability. And then this other deck that you shuffled a minute ago is this Traveler deck. And like 2 of them roll out every turn. You can pay them to join your village, or sometimes they're infiltrators and they'll mess you up and stuff. So we have decided to board the windows and battle the necromancers. So the ideal strategy in this scenario is to construct walls and use them to block enemy zombies. And so what happens is the monsters are like going to kill the villagers, and they'll become corpses, and then the necromancers will turn them into zombies, as they do.
As you do.
That's going to be the whole game, because it's just a deck builder.
Interesting.
So the first thing we do on a turn. So the first thing is each hero has their deck, and you draw 5 cards. Monsters gain power, so put 1 power point per hero in the monster power area. So this will be nice. So the first one on here costs 4, and there's only 2 power in here, so they're not going to like get us straight up. I feel like I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's begin. So 2 monster power points. All right, and so now the heroes get to act. So we get to play like at the same time.
Okay.
I've got 4 prowess.
So do our prowesses pool?
No, we got to use them separately, but we can do them whichever order we want. There's nothing to hit with the strike, so my strike isn't going to do anything.
All right, well, I have five prowess then.
So the first monster is going to come after us is this ghoul, and he's going to try to kill a guard.
Oh, no.
Cards by default just do one damage, but the fireball, you can discard other ones in your hand to use the magic to power up extra hits. So putting fireballs in our deck early seems pretty good. Oh, resurrect seems neat. Anybody they kill, you can bring back. Man, there's a lot of cool stuff out here. The rousing speech. Each other hero draws a card. This action is quick if a monster has died this round. Put a might on top of another hero's deck. That's pretty spicy because the might is the resource that like lets you draw an extra card every time. Early on, I feel like it would be cool for one of us to start collecting fireballs and resurrects and be like the magic person.
Okay.
And then the other person gets some rousing speeches and coins or something.
All right. I'm going to be the magic guy, I guess. So I got five here. Just want me to go with the resurrect for now? Or do you want me to go with a fireball?
Probably fireball's better to start because resurrect won't help till they start killing people. And I'll take the rousing speech.
All right.
All right. And I think we're done. So this all gets discarded. Good first turn, everyone. So now, draw your cards and refresh town. Now, how do you activate the townsperson? Okay, so we probably messed up last turn because we get to do one of these for free. Each of us can use one villager every turn.
Okay.
So, like, you can use the merchant to just, like, take a coin. All right, so we draw, but the monsters all go first. Refresh travelers. So these two get discarded. There's two new travelers to recruit. So that they would be in the villager deck and help us out. Uh-oh, infiltrator. So the infiltrator is gonna go straight into the deck. Oh, the vagrant just like gets in the way of us getting the villagers we want. They gain power, so they get two, and now they have four, so he's gonna enter the start space. Uh-oh, the dead hunger.
Is what a name.
Power? Oh, these go into the monster power area. All right, so the dead hunger and the ghoul is now in play. And so next turn, he'll move into spot one and kill a guard.
Okay.
And if he can't kill a guard, he'll just kill the first villager he finds off the top of the deck.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Now we get to go. So I'll take the coin because I'm greedy. But you can give coins to each other, so it's fine. So I tapped the merchant, so his ability's done. I'm going to use my explorer to look at the top card of the villager deck. It's a guard. I'll leave it there.
You shall stay.
Oh, wait, no, he's trying to kill a guard and make zombies, so I won't. I'll ship it. And I have three prowess this turn and a strike. Three prowess will buy me a brawler card, or I can use my two to, like, ranged attack the ghoul.
What's his health?
It's seven.
Because I also have two prowess and two strikes, because that'd be four total if you do two and I do two, right?
I can only do one.
Oh, okay, never mind.
What's your last card?
An explore.
Oh. Yeah, look at the top card of that villager deck. If it's a guard, send
it. It's a mayor.
You can leave the mayor up there.
Okay.
All right, so I think you should buy a coin.
All right.
And then double melee this guy. And you only get one wound per turn from meleeing somebody normally.
So I'm going to get a coin.
Uh-huh. And we got two damage on the ghoul. But we need lots of coins to build walls. Maybe I'll just buy a coin. No, for three, I'll buy a might.
Okay.
And then I'll melee him too and take a wound.
Take that.
It's early in the game. We can take all the wounds in the world, right?
Yeah.
So draw cards. We don't have any deck left, so reshuffle and draw your five. Yeah, I feel like all deck builders have this, like, slow start where nothing happens, but then it gets, like,
crazy. Intense.
Because this is, like, this is the kind of co-op game I like where things just will get worse for us all the time. It's that high-stress gameplay that I'm such a fan of.
Fiend for?
Mm-hmm. So we got a guard, mayor, smith, farmer, and a vagrant. And now we can get an explorer or a sage. Here we go. The ghoul moves to space one, and he's going to kill a guard. So the guard goes to the bottom of this deck. So we could buy one again in the future, because he's killed. There's now a corpse in our villager deck. And then he also adds a zombie, just like by default. Do you think the zombie will also get to go automatically?
Probably not get to go to the next turn. I like how Spot moved because it kept messing with his ear. I kept flipping it back and forth. He was like, it's annoying. So I'm just going to move over here because I still want your affection.
It's like not quite the attention I'm seeking. Next turn, the ghoul's going to activate powers, which will activate this, which will heal all undead per corpse in play and add a zombie.
Oh, man.
Okay. Dude, this ghoul is a jerk. All right, so now they get 2 power, one for each player, and then because this zombie hand is in here, they get a 3rd power. And the next monster costs 5, so he's not spawning yet. So now we get to go. So I got 3 might. Oh, might means I draw another card automatically. So I got 4 prowess this turn.
I have 3 prowess and the fireball.
I'm going to do another rousing speech because that was the plan, right? Your fireball will do damage.
Yeah.
And then what's your last card? What else?
Strength.
Okay.
I mean, I can get a might, I guess.
Or you could use the 2 prowess to make your strike a ranged attack, and mm-hmm. then you won't take any wounds this turn.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good play.
So he's got 5 now?
Yep. I'm just going to melee him. I'll take another wound. We'll see if this is a bad idea, but I want to get him dead sooner rather than later.
He's strong. It's mm-hmm. a strong ghoul.
And I had a wound in my hand, so that's a bummer. All right, I'm done. All right, I'm vibing now. Draw your next 5. Discard those 2 and turn out the next 2 travelers.
We have the robber who's shushing somebody.
They're sneaky. If you're sneaky, you shush, right?
And a priest.
All right, the robber's an infiltrator, so he's going to sneak into our deck. Oh my gosh, he makes cards more expensive if he comes out. So we've refreshed those, so now the monsters go. The ghoul is going to activate powers. Heal all undead, 1 per corpse in play, and add a zombie. So another zombie just happens. See, I think since it goes from right to left, that both of these would act. I don't know if we did that right last turn, but who cares? Zombie kills a guard. Is there a guard?
There is. There's 2.
Well, one of them gets killed. We get another corpse in our pile. And then the second zombie moves up, and he will also kill a guard.
And another corpse.
Uh-oh.
That's 3.
That's going bad real fast.
Yeah.
I've got an explorer. Traveler deck. Ooh, I want this guy.
A 3 prowess strike and a wound in this hand.
And I also got 3 prowess and a strike.
So you can take that ghoul out.
Yep.
Make it arranged or just take the extra hit?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
So I'll just hit him because you have 2 wounds, right?
Yeah.
I only have the 1, so I'll hit him and I'll take the wound, but that'll take care of the ghoul.
Yes. Okay, I forgot about this too. This is cool. So you kill him. So he goes to the bottom of the deck to terrorize us later. But you get our first heroism card because you got a kill. You draw an extra card when you draw it, and you can use it as any resource on your turn.
Okay. Is this just going to my discard for now?
Yep.
Very cool.
So you took a wound to do that? No, or you did it ranged?
I took a wound. There it is right there.
Okay. So you can use your 2 prowess to get rid of that old wound, or you could spend 3 to put a might in your deck.
I was just going to do that. Grab a might.
I like that too. Like, we need to ramp up on our resources here. Yeah, I'm going to take a might, and I'm just going to punch the zombie melee style and take a wound.
Just punch him right in the face.
Back to the top. So draw your cards. Hopefully we can get you buying some more fireballs.
Yeah, that could be helpful, I bet.
Or resurrect now that we got corpses. They came fast. I'm maybe regret like talking 3? You out of it. Yeah.
3 corpses in like 2 or 3 turns, I feel like.
So if you got your heroism or your might, you go ahead and draw extra cards.
Ooh, I got that and the might.
Oh, nice. Well, you don't play your hand yet, but okay. Draw the 2 extra cards.
Okay, gotcha.
Refresh. Monsters go. Ruh-roh. This zombie kills a guard. Do we have a guard to kill? Yep, he's dead. Then this zombie kills a guard. There's no guard in play right now.
All right.
He's going to hunt now since he can't kill. So discard cards from the top of the town villager deck until you find either a villager or a wall. If it is a villager, it dies. And we haven't built a wall yet, so that's that. Dang, that merchant is legit. Now monsters gain power, so it gains 3 again. All right, so the soul thirster comes out for 5.
Jeez.
Oh, he makes you discard your might and heroism. And then he kills the child? That's soul thirster, man. Not cool.
These are getting hard.
All right, so now we're good to go. So I'm going to start with a rousing speech, so you get to draw a card. Oh, wait, can we kill a monster? Can you kill a monster?
Because
I can make you draw tons of cards if you can kill a monster.
What's the zombie?
He needs 2 more to kill the zombie. I can do 1.
I can do 1 and make it arranged.
Yeah, do it. So I'll melee him.
Pa-pow.
So there's one. And then you range strike him.
Yep.
So you shot the zombie dead.
Headshot. Crossbow.
We defeated a monster, so it's my turn to get a heroism card.
Nice.
Now, a monster has died, so two rousing speeches, buddy.
Ooh.
Oh, no. One, draw a card. I want to spend my coin to put a mite on top of your deck.
Okay.
Rousing speech, draw a card.
It's resisting my
deck. Yeah, yeah. No, it's on top of your deck.
Nice.
So draw another card because it's a mite.
Nice. But, so these two are spent because I did the range, but I got one, two, three, four, possibly five if I need it.
Very nice.
And then an explore.
The explore is off this one. I think we did it wrong the first time. Okay. So you look at the top one, and if we don't like it, put it at the bottom.
I think we should keep them. Spend three coins to remove a corpse from in play.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's a gravedigger.
We'll want to hire that guy. Okay, so one thing, hiring these villagers all costs money. So you want to maybe buy some coins or resurrect.
All right, well, I'm going to hold off on that. I'm going to just get a resurrect then.
All right, I want that to go off. So I think we're all done
with
our plays. So draw five. Refresh the town. Robber. So the robber is all cards that cost coins, cost an extra two, but you can discard an attack to knock him out. Uh-oh, there's the child. Ooh, the farmer. If no walls or villagers show up in our villager deck, we just lose. And so this time, two of the five cards were corpses. So
it's not great.
So not looking great. All right, zombie, kill a guard.
No guards.
So he hunts. He's gonna kill the vagrant. Thanks, buddy. And a corpse is at it. And so the zombies just die when they get to the end. Soul Thirster advances. Heroes discard all might and heroism. Oh no. And now monster powers. Three. Two to play this guy. The hasty creation. The first melee attack against hasty creation each round deals an extra hit. Okay.
So you hit him once, you hit him twice?
Yeah. First time each turn.
Gotcha. All right, now we play our hands.
Yep.
Whatever we got. All right, so I got three prowess. I got a fireball two. And a strike. I'm going to get another coin or another mite.
I was like, mites are pretty good. It's not for these stupid soul thirsters draining our might.
Or I could tap and get another fireball, actually. Tap the farmer.
That seems like a pretty good choice.
All right. That's what I'm going to do then. So those are spent.
I think I should buy a coin just because of my character. Ironically, keeping the robber in town makes it harder for us to lose. But it also makes it harder for us to spend money. I've got one strike is all I got.
Yeah, I still have a fireball and a strike.
So we could do three damage to the soul thirster or four to the hasty creation.
I guess it doesn't really matter. Let's do it to the soul thirster.
Okay, but also he's going to roll off and go to the bottom of the deck. So if we're not trying to kill him in time to stop him from killing the child.
Is that when he gets to the third?
His level three is kill the child.
Okay. Well, if we do three damage, we might be able to do four next time.
But I feel like if we do four to the hasty creation.
Because then we only have to do two more.
Yeah.
And one melee will
be enough.
All right, yeah, let's do it to him.
Okay. Because I was like, because my other thought too is that if we kill anything, we get the heroism card. All right. Draw him five more. Refreshes. Still two out of five corpses.
Hey, guard's back.
Hey. Oh, he's easy buy. Oh, the mayor just lets you play an extra action? That's handy. Doesn't help me in my garbage hand. Oh, okay. Monsters go, though. Soul Thirster. Heroes discard all might and heroism. The hasty creation kills the witch. We don't have a witch. Who's gonna die? Who's gonna die? Hope is a child, because doesn't Frankenstein kill a little girl?
Yes, it tosses her right into the pond. What all she does is give him a flower.
Farmer, no!
Not a farmer.
That's four corpses right there.
On top of the two that are already out.
Yeah, I think there might be another one in the deck, so things are not looking good. Three more monster power, but four means another ghoul has entered the village. So I've got kind of nothing. I just have four prowess and a wound.
You know what I can do? So I have two wounds, which is awesome. You know, that's pretty good. I have one prowess. But I can discard a fireball, right? Power this up. Hit the soul thirster to hit him.
Melee does two.
Huh?
You got the hasty creation, the first melee attack.
Okay.
But you can power it up to his strength too.
Okay.
So you can still get it.
All right. Done. Six. Wiped out.
You get another heroism. Good work.
That's all I can really do.
That's something, though. That was legit. I'm going to get another rousing speech instead of removing the wound like I probably should have done. Maybe we should be building walls. I was going to say, because we got to wait for the rifts to show up if we're going to seal them with magic.
Need 5 coins and 4 powers though, to build a wall, right?
Well, yeah, there's four different kinds of walls.
Oh, okay.
Varying costs. So the magic barrier, you'll need to use your magic to do. When a monster moves forward, you can pay magic to prevent it from doing anything. That's pretty cool in a magic barrier. On the moat, when a monster attempts an action other than kill, guards can stop non-kill actions. The shrine, when a villager dies, heroes may put a card from the monster power area on the bottom monster power deck. So it makes the monsters weaker if you have a shrine. And the stone wall, when a monster attempts a kill, and a guard can stop the kill if it's a stone wall.
Interesting.
So those are all pretty neat. Travelers. We might just lose here, so maybe that'll work out for you.
Yeah. It's a fun game, though.
Okay.
Get out of here, guard.
These aren't corpses. Uh-oh. Child's gonna eat it. Or be eaten, technically.
Technically. Ooh, we got 2 guards coming to visit. I don't know why they're coming through our town, though, when there's monsters coming.
Well, it's like the classic, like, horror story. Like, visitor comes into town. Like, what's going on? Oh, shoot, zombies!
And then they get knifed by Ghostface.
Soulthirster kills the child.
So they're done?
Yep. So let's put a little child corpse in our deck here.
Yeah, dark.
And that creates a zombie.
Okay.
And so the zombie's going to come out, kill a guard. We don't have a guard, so he kills the smith instead.
And adds a corpse.
Yep. And then the ghoul will kill a guard, but we don't have a guard. Our deck is all corpses, man. Stonecutter, you dead.
Jeez.
You draw that resurrect yet?
Not looking good. Not looking good. No. So if I draw a hero's wing automatically.
Yeah, just draw one more card. No new spawns yet, luckily. But next turn, the zombie lord will come out.
Zombie lord?
Yeah.
not a zombie lord. Are we playing our hands now?
Yep.
All right, I have 4 powers, potentially a 5th one, so I can get resurrected.
Is there anything we can kill?
And I have a wound, so I can't really.
All right, well, then I'll just rousing speech you, man. Draw a card.
Another prowess.
What do we need to build a wall? Lots of money.
Yeah, money. We just don't have. At most, I have 2 coins. Well, I guess, was it combined? Like the.
Yeah, we can share coins with each other.
At most, we have 3, right now?
Yeah, which could build a shrine if you had a magic, but you don't. No. Oh, I can buy a coin with my money, and you can use your heroism as magic.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's get that shrine out there. That seems helpful. I'll buy a coin. So now we have 3 coins. You use 2 prowess and your heroism to add the shrine to the villager deck. 1 of 8 walls. Let's go. Maybe we can stop the zombie lord from getting us. Should I go ahead and strike? No, because the ghoul's going to heal because there's zombies in play. I guess I'm going to hit the zombie. I'll do it.
Do it, yeah. I don't have any physical attacks.
Next hand needs to be all resurrects or fireballs.
Let's see. Resurrect's got to be in here somewhere.
Refresh the town. This is when it gets us unless... Oh, that's a corpse. We got the mayor and a robber and a shrine.
That's
None
it?
Of those show up. We're dead.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Like the mayor and the robber like at the shrine looking at each other.
Like this is... What do we do here?
Dude, I love those things like that, because that's like sounds like one of those horror movies or whatever where people are locked in a room together and they hate each other.
Yeah, they're like the most common of enemies.
Not a mayor or a robber. That's not a mayor. That's 4.
Oh no.
There you go.
Oh no.
It's the river. Corpse, we're dead. Everyone's dead.
No.
I was mostly joking when I said it. Start with how you will lose.
That is hilarious. Unbelievable. That just turned real fast on us, you know. But no, that's good. I liked it. It did start off slow, and I was like, I'm not real sure where this is going, but like the more you pick up, like the resources you get is what I'm trying to say,
yeah,
that are like kind of like the real powerful ones,
yeah,
whether you get a heroism one or the might, like the quicker things kind of move for you.
If we play again someday.
Yeah, I'd like to.
I like to. This is fun.
It
also does up to 6 players, so we could like get a bunch of people playing.
Yeah, and I feel like it would move real fast if we had
fun.
A full squad, you know?
Yep. But I feel like my first move would be buy might instead of other cards.
Or coins.
Yeah.
I feel like we talked about buying coins at the beginning. We did it once, twice, I guess. And then that was it.
Although, when I did get to go off with my rousing speech, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And my one fireball that I got to, like, nuke up.
Yeah.
Take out that hasty creation. Mm-hmm. I obliterated him, blew his Frankenstein bits all over the courtyard. We'll say he was in the courtyard.
I guess buying coins early is helpful because then you can buy more villagers early.
Yeah. Like, you travelers, you mean?
Yeah. Because we also maybe should have just bought the guards instead of a shrine.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato.
Because they...
How old is this game? At least 10 years?
Yeah. There's a second edition that came out, but it's, like, unfindable. So this is 2012, yeah.
Okay. I dig it.
So, yeah.
I dig it.
Totally enjoyed it.
Well, we are...
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And until next time.
Stay above the board with Josh
and Phil.
You made it to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure to review, subscribe, like, heart, thumbs up, star, or whatever your listening platform lets you do to say we're something a human could listen to. You can message us on Twitter, Facebook, or anchor.fm with all complaints and corrections. All the links you need are on abovetheboardpodcast.com. Stay above the board
with Josh
and Phil.
You. You win. Perfect.